KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A wind advisory begins at 5 p.m. this evening and continues until midnight tonight. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times this afternoon with highs around 66. Southwesterly winds 15 to 20 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies tonight, lows level off around 16. Highs around 37 tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 59.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. It is that time of year again for many high school students. If you plan to attend higher education, to begin applying for scholarships both locally and nationwide.
With finances and just already the stress of college, they were like, I should have applied for more things.
That audio from KSN News, as they say scholarship deadlines are approaching for high school students across the country. And some college career coordinators advocate for students to apply for some of the local scholarships before the national ones, having an easier time to get the money.
I think it's good to start small, look at what your local options are, because we have a lot of really good organizations here in town that offer scholarships.
They also remind that many organizations may even have scholarships that you're not aware of, including the United Way of the Plains.
Fortunately, we don't get as many as we'd hope. We average probably 12 to 15. And we're giving out $10,000 in scholarships.
They say many scholarship opportunities are looking for either high scores in class or involvement in the communities.
There's more at Seven Plans First Council Casino and Resort. More paydays. Seven Plans awarding one winner a $50,000 grand prize in our progressive drawing. More jackpots. Over $4 million every month paid out in jackpots. More benefits. The more you play with your Seven Plans reward card, the more you earn. And more fun. Exciting concerts, unique events, and family getaways at our spacious hotel and indoor water park. There's more at Seven Plans First Council Casino and Resort. Highway 77 in Newkirk.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cake Land.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News. On your side.
A Kansas man has been charged in the city of Wichita with one count of sexual exploitation of a child, production of child pornography, and one count of possession of child pornography by a grand jury. KWCH News reports that 35-year-old Joel Seipert of Columbus has been accused of creating sexual explicit images of a young child. The case has been investigated by Homeland Security Investigations, along with U.S. Immigration and Customs. And Assistant U.S. Attorney Molly Gordon has been at the head of the case. In other news, 46-year-old Attilian Garcia has died after an accident in southwest Kansas when her pickup truck crashed into a tractor trailer on Thursday evening. Cake News reports the event happened at K-27 and U.S. 160 at the edge of Johnson City in Stanton County when Garcia was turning left on K-27 to U.S. 160 and was struck by the semi. A 28-year-old driver in the semi was hospitalized for treatment of potential serious injuries. According to the crash logs from the Kansas Highway Patrol, neither of the drivers were wearing a seatbelt. The investigation from Kansas Highway Patrol is still ongoing. Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Danes Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Danes does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Danes Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Danes Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the Gearing Police Department has officially announced that they have two positions open in the department for patrol officers, as NBC Nebraska Scotts Bluff reports the positions are full-time positions and individuals could be assigned to the rotating shifts. They say the duties of the position include patrols across Gearing, conducting investigations, and helping with traffic regulations. Applicants for the position must be 21 years or older at the time of employment, have a valid driver's license, must be able to pass a physical exam, a written exam, an oral interview, and have either a high school diploma or a GED. For more information, you can go to the website at gearing.org, and the applications are open until the 30th of December. In other news, 69-year-old Joyce Mick of Lincoln is facing felony charges from embezzling from the Bayard Cemetery District when she served as the secretary and treasurer. According to court documents, she had paid herself close to $16,000 more in total gross salary than she had received in 2019 to 2021.
It's Bushels for Freedom. Friends of the NRA want you to help them protect the Second Amendment across the Mid-America region.
And now you can.
It's Bushels for Freedom. Donate your agricultural commodities,
including bags of grain,
hay,
ag supplies, and more,
to the Friends of the NRA and win great prizes. Donate commodities with values between $300 up to $5,000, and you could win any one of our great prizes, like an Orca 20-quart cooler, a Silver Stag knife, or even one of our firearms, including a Kel-Tec CP33, Hellcat Pro 9mm, maybe a Springfield Garrison or Henry 3030, or even a Colt Python.
Woo-hoo!
It's time to become a national sponsor of the Friends of the NRA with our Bushels for Freedom commodities donation. For more information, call Tyler at 316-213-0568 or go online for more information at friendsofthenra.org/sponsor. It's the Bushels for Freedom commodity donation to the Friends of the NRA. Help protect your right to keep and bear arms.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. The annual Christmas opening in Marysville is Saturday with a squirrely Marysville Christmas. Marysville Chamber in Main Street invites shoppers to find a meandering black squirrel inside five local chamber member businesses, and you could win $25 in chamber bucks from 9 a.m. until noon. Museums will be open with free admissions and include a tremendous Christmas at the historic courthouse. Pony Express Museum will offer pictures in their stagecoach. There will be a story reading at the Marysville Public Library at 10:30. The parade downtown with Santa's arrival is 11 a.m. After the parade, Santa and Mrs. Claus will meet with youngsters at the Kester House Gazebo Park. There will be a live nativity in the Kester House Museum west of the walkway from noon until 2, with camel rides in the gazebo park from 1 until 3. Saturday at 3, a free movie, Tom and Jerry, will show at the Astro 3 Theater in Marysville, sponsored by Citizens State Banks. Frankfort Community Christmas Festival is Saturday with the annual Festival of Trees, a benefit for the ambulance service, on display from 9 until 3 at 119 North Kansas Avenue. Leave your bids Saturday and winners will be announced at 3 p.m. Santa arrives at 10:30 and will greet youngsters until noon. Chili and chili dogs will be served 10:30 until they're gone. Nearly two dozen local and home-based businesses will participate in the second annual Sippin' Shop Saturday 4 until 8 in Frankfort. Waterville will host Christmas on Commercial Street Saturday with rides on the Central Branch Railroad from 3 to 4:30. A Santa cruise through town at 4:30 with Santa arriving downtown at 5. Kids' crafts and activities, a chili feed at the community center Saturday evening. Turkey and ham drawings are at 6:45 and the Christmas tree lighting at 7 p.m. Saturday in Waterville. The 42nd annual Santa's Gifts and Goodies Craft Show is Saturday at the old grade school gym in Washington with 42 vendors from 8:30 until 2 p.m. Marshall County Tree of Light Ceremony is planned Saturday at the United Methodist Church in Marysville at 1:30. The church is at 1500 North Street. Celebrate, honor, and remember loved ones that have passed with a ceremony. Honor a loved one with the lighting of a candle and reading of their name at the annual ceremony. Please bring a photo to share at the memorial table. Ceremony will be broadcast via Facebook Live at the Meadowlark Hospice Facebook page Saturday at 1:30. Washington Chamber of Commerce Secret Santa is underway. Ask at local businesses if you're the Secret Santa, and a winner each week through Christmas will receive $25. You must ask in person, no text or email messages. Marshall County Community Choir Christmas Cantata is Sunday at 1:30 at the United Methodist Church, 1500 North Street in Marysville. Palmer Christmas is Sunday. The event begins at 5 with a soup supper at the Palmer Cafe. And at 5:30, they'll have a countdown to the grand lighting before Santa Claus arrives in Palmer. First-degree murder charges were filed Monday against a Marysville man, 66-year-old Gerald Brown, who allegedly killed his wife. Early Thanksgiving morning, he was taken into custody after authorities responded to a 911 call at 1070 Granite Road north of Marysville, where 57-year-old Jennifer Brown was found dead with gunshot wounds. Marshall County Attorney Brent Lippert filed first-degree murder charges in Marshall County District Court, and Gerald Brown made his first appearance with a preliminary hearing set for December 12th. He remains in custody in the Marshall County Jail on $1 million bond. Darlene M. Stalder, age 90, of Wymore, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Saturday, 10:30 at the Harmon Wright Mortuary in Beatrice, interment 4 Mile Cemetery south of Humboldt. Visitation Friday, 2 until 8. Family will greet friends Friday from 6 until 7 at the Harmon Wright Mortuary in Beatrice, in charge of arrangements for Darlene Stalder.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you. Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like the wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gifts that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Here's a look at your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Expecting windy conditions across much of the region for this afternoon. This comes on ahead of an approaching cold frontal boundary, which drops our temperatures, especially into your Saturday. We go from the 60s for high temperatures for this afternoon to the teens for low temperatures for the night tonight, and only expecting highs to reach the upper 30s, with sunshine making a return for your Saturday. Temperatures, though, do look to moderate back closer to average into the day on Sunday. We're back to a high temperature in the upper part of the 40s. Likewise, into your Monday, still looking to stay dry, with at least some partial sunshine. Highs once again into the upper 40s. Trending cooler once again than Tuesday into Wednesday of next week, with Tuesday's highs hovering right around the mid-30s and middle to upper 30s for highs on Wednesday. Much the same on Thursday, with 30s for highs there. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro.
Average high temperature early December 47, record high on this date 70. The average low 26 and the record low 1 below 0. Sunrise this morning 7:29, sunset this evening at 5:05.
The constellations of winter have returned to the nighttime sky. We turn our focus to the most recognizable of them all on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
Turn unforgettable moments into heartfelt gifts this holiday with custom canvas prints, fleece blankets, and so much more from canvasprints.com. It's quick, easy, and affordable to create the perfect present for everyone on your list. Just upload your image, select your product, and check out. Use code HOLIDAY25 at canvasprints.com to get 25% off your entire order of custom canvas and metal prints, mugs, pillows, and more. Canvasprints.com and code HOLIDAY25 for 25% off your entire order.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, December 2nd, the 336th day of the year. Tennis player Monica Seles has a birthday, and the first artificial heart transplant was performed on this day in 1982. Sky watchers have no doubt noted the return of the winter constellation Orion. The three stars lined up to form the Hunter's Belt is one of the most distinctive patterns in the sky, and now there's evidence that the earliest calendars in human history may have been based on Orion. Archaeologists in modern-day Croatia have decoded ancient artwork showing the movement of Orion as a prominent marker on the culture's calendar. A little something to ponder as you gaze upon winter's most recognizable constellation. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about astronomy online at almanac.com.
Everyone knows the best barbecue around comes from Bite Me Barbecue.
Mm.
But what if you want the best every day? Call ahead and order your burnt ends, brisket, and much more by the pound to have at your convenience.
Game changer.
Don't forget Bite Me Barbecue as your first choice to cater your party, function, or get-together. And follow them on Facebook to keep up with their daily lunch specials.
Professional Barber Stylist asks listeners to support Project Blue Light for law enforcement by placing a blue light in the window to honor the men and women who lost their lives in the line of duty. From Professional Barber Stylist in Beatrice, haircuts that are affordable. Always proud to support our local law enforcement.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy. Hoosier Kansas Hoops back in action last night as the number 9 Kansas Jayhawks top Seton Hall Pirates at 91-65 last night with five players on the Jayhawks putting double points on the board. Number 15 guard Kevin McCullough topped the board last night, playing 35 minutes total in the game with 10 rebounds, 1 assist, and 17 points, followed by Jalen Wilson forward, sitting with 32 minutes on the game with 13 rebounds, 1 assist, and 15 points overall. That puts the Jayhawks number 2 in the Big 12 Conference right now with their overall record of 8-1 and number 9 in the AP's National Top 25 poll. The Jayhawks are now off for an entire week with action again on the road next Saturday, December 10th, against Missouri at 4:15. Kansas State Wildcat basketball is back in action tomorrow at 8 p.m. against Wichita State. That one at home in Manhattan. They're coming off their loss against Butler on Wednesday this week, 76-64. The Wildcats are number 4 in the Big 12 with a record of 6-1.
Dear Santa, all I want for Christmas is a new Kia from Midwest Kia for my mom. She has been very good this year and deserves this more than anything. Merry Christmas, Peyton. P.S. I have been very good as well.
This Christmas, treat the ones you love most with a brand new Kia from Midwest Kia. And we'll treat you to our simple, transparent, and fast Better Way to Buy experience. If a new Kia is on your Christmas list, Midwest Kia has an honest and fair car buying process and available inventory on the lot today. All new Kias come with the industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Visit us at Midwest Kia at Kellogg and Tyler or MidwestKia.com. And remember,
we want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Kansas Jayhawk football season may be over, but the Wildcats are set for the Big 12 championship coming up this Saturday as they say they're ready to take on the 12-0 TCU Horned Frogs. As that makes the 9-3 Wildcats come into the game as the underdogs.
They know they've been doubted quite a bit this year. Our guys have really risen up, especially when people have doubted them. They've risen to the top. We have to find ways to finish plays, finish drives, get off the field on defense. That's the biggest thing that I think that disappointed us is we couldn't get off the field on defense. Thus, our offense just never had the ball much in that second half.
That was head coach Chris Kleinman on WIBW as he reflects on the last time they played the Horned Frogs, where they came back from 11-point deficit in the second half to win the game. But running back at Deuce Vaughn says the Wildcats are tough and they're ready for the challenge.
You're not going to see a whole bunch of guys that were heavily recruited out of high school in this football team. That's going to be a lot of guys that had to claw, scratch, and try and get their way into this spot.
Mid-America Network Sports.
Marysville Bulldogs ran away hosting the Hiawatha Redhawks in the season opener Thursday. Marysville boys win 63-27, holding Hiawatha scoreless in the opening eight, leading 16-0, had a 28-point halftime advantage, led by Jack Lauer with 17 points. Brett Williams scores 13, and Sanders Zetterman, a senior reserve in the ballgame, with a dozen. Hiawatha, with a single field goal and free throws in the first half, was led by senior reserve Paul Leba with 10 points in a 63-27 Marysville decision. Marysville girls fell in the opener 34-32. Game tied late. A Marysville lob pass across the lane, tipped away by Kenzie Nelson to Darcy Lears. She gets the game-winning layup, leading Hiawatha scoring with 12 points. Josie Delaney in double figures with 10. Marysville paced by Haley Ingles with a dozen points. Final Hiawatha 34, Marysville 32. Bulldogs tip off at Sabetha Friday. Game live on KNDY AM 1570 FM 94.1.
Thursday night basketball tip-offs in girls' play. Hiawatha beat Marysville 34-32. In double overtime, Riley County edged Valley Heights 39-36. In boys' play, Marysville took Hiawatha 63-27. Riley County topped Valley Heights 41-36. And Pawnee City took Diller-Odell 50-49. Friday night basketball tip-offs, Marysville at Sabetha. Girls and boys action live on KNDY. Frankfort at Pawnee City, Axtell at Donovan West. Washington County at Lynn. Centralia's at Nemo Hall Central. Diller-Odell hosting HTRS. And Southern entertains Palmyra.
Hear the roar. Scream the chant.
K-S-U-Y-S.
Feel the excitement.
To the 20, to the house. Touchdown, Kansas State.
Join us Saturday as the Wildcats head to Dallas to battle the undefeated TCU Horned Frogs for the Big 12 championship. Our coverage begins at 9 a.m. on your home for Kansas State Wildcat football.
This is Wyatt Thompson, voice of the K-State Wildcats. Catch every K-State football game here on Classic Country KNDY.
Walk off some of those holiday calories and gather ideas for next year's garden with a hike through your neighborhood, botanical garden, or arboretum. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Look for plants that provide color, shape, or form in the landscape. Exfoliating bark on river birch, heptacodium, oak leaf, and climbing hydrangeas stand out once the leaves disappear for winter. Late fall bloomers like witch hazel add unexpected color and fragrance to the shrub border. Make note of trees and shrubs with colorful fruit you and the birds can enjoy now and throughout the winter. Viburnums, winterberry, and chokeberry are a few shrubs to consider, while crabapples, hawthorns, and Kentucky coffee tree have fruit that persist into and through the winter. A weeping katsura, spreading redbud, or narrow upright green arrow camassiparis add interesting form to the winter landscape. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Nothing says holidays like a poinsettia. Make this year's celebration brighter than ever with Poinsettia Poinsettias. You'll enjoy vibrant colors from the whitest white to beautiful shades of pink and red. Poinsettia's compact size and abundant flowers put on quite a display in any holiday decor. Brighten tabletops and mantles with poinsettias or use them as a centerpiece and create instant ambience. Purchase Poinsettia Poinsettias at your favorite garden center, big box store, and other plant retailer. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
A trip to the Baltimore Harbor will provide you a glimpse of many ships, but it is perhaps the oldest one in the harbor with the biggest story. She is the last surviving ship from the Civil War, and today we go on board to get a part of her storied history. Today's edition of the American Countryside returns after this.
A ProBox has enough seed to plant 125 acres of corn. Now, if you wanted to put 40 pounds of nitrogen on those acres, you'd need 1,200 gallons of anhydrous or 1,700 gallons of UAN or 5 tons of urea. But what if that amount of nitrogen was already on your seed? Pivot Bio is now putting nitrogen on seed. The first company to ever apply nitrogen on seed. The nitrogen you need now on seed from Pivot Bio. Learn more at pivotbio.com.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Chris Rochum shares the story of the USS Constellation, a historic ship found in Baltimore's Inner Harbor. There are actually three ships by the same name in our country's history.
She was launched in 1854. She's actually the second of three ships to be called Constellation, the first being the Frigate Constellation, one of the first six ships built by the U.S. Navy.
But it is the second Constellation found here in Baltimore.
The Navy decided to build a new ship a sloop of war, which means that she carries her main battery on one deck instead of two decks, like a frigate. So the sloop of war Constellation was commissioned in 1855 and was in and out of commission up until 1955. So she actually served for 100 years.
Constellation is 179 feet long and has four decks. It has been restored to look much as it did during the Civil War.
She carried a crew of 325 men, and of those men, actually about two dozen would have been ship's boys, ages 13 to 17.
Those teenagers were enrolled in something akin to an apprentice program if they were on a ship of war.
They were known as the powder monkeys. That was their term of endearment. But the ship was their job and their home, as well as their school.
Constellation was active in World War II, but most of the action during that war did not come along the U.S. coast, but rather near Europe and Africa. That part of the story. Next time, as we travel the countryside. In Baltimore, Maryland, I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be an auction including vehicles, tractors, power tools, and miscellaneous for the Lawrence Tony Starr Trust Saturday, December 3rd. Sale begins at 10 a.m., half mile north of U.S. 36 on 6th Road at the Herkimer Corner. Vehicles sell at noon and include a 27 Chevy fire truck. It runs 30,000 miles, 2002 Ford Ranger four-wheel drive extended cab pickup, 78 Ford F-250 custom pickup, 59 Ford Ranch Wagon, two Lincoln cars, a Kawasaki side-by-side 4x4, Kawasaki four-wheeler needs work. Tractors include a New Holland T2320 tractor with loader, John Deere 2210 diesel with loader, also selling a high-wheel wagon with spring seat, power tools, and miscellaneous. This auction for the Lawrence Tony Starr Trust Saturday, December 3rd, begins at 10 a.m., half mile north of U.S. 36 on 6th Road at the Herkimer Corner. Olmsted and Sandstrom will be the auctioneers.
Pygmy goats are a great pet for both rural and urban dwellers alike. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. They're small, mellow animals, and you can even take them for a walk as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
The cutest farm animals come in pint-sized packages. Adult pygmy goats are about the size of a medium-sized dog and are a nice fit for owners with limited space. Dory Lowell is the former business manager for the National Pygmy Goat Association and has many of the animals herself. She says the perfect pygmy goat will stand between 16 and 22 inches high at the shoulder. Its body looks like a round barrel, so much so that people often think it's pregnant. Pygmy goats can provide milk, but Lowell says because of their small size, they're mostly raised as pets and for show.
Typically, pygmy goats are a mellow type animal. They're friendly and loving little animals. We show them just like a dog on a leash. I know lots of people take their goats for walks. They learn to do that very easily, just like a dog would.
When you're not out for a stroll with your goats, they'll need a protective shelter to loaf around in. These goats are quite hardy, but don't like being out in the rain. Lowell says a 10-foot by 10-foot space is suitable for two pygmies.
Pygmy goats are browsers. They prefer to nibble on twigs and leaves, and if you're not watching, they'll sneak a bite out of your flowers, too. The diet should also include a grass-type hay and a standard goat chow. Lowell says pygmies kept inside a fence are more apt to respect their boundaries than other goat breeds, but you'll have the occasional escapee.
What they will tend to do is go under fences as opposed to trying to go over it because they are so short. It's amazing if they can get their head through something, they can often squeeze their whole body through it. So you want to make sure that your fences are tight to the ground and there's no dips or anything underneath them so that they can find that little spot to wiggle through and get out of.
Learn more about raising pygmy goats at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Long-term care and assisted living options are yours at Cambridge Place in Marysville. Residents and loved ones are assured quality health care services in a welcoming, home-like, safe, and secure environment. Licensed and professional nurses and staff are on site 24 hours each day and can offer skilled nursing and rehabilitation services, memory care, as well as day services and respite care. Cambridge Place in Marysville serves residents and families with progressive care and a clean, comfortable setting. Plan a visit or learn more online at Cambridge Place Senior care.com.
And The Christmas season is upon us, and the Marshall County Community Choir would like to invite you to their annual Christmas cantata on December 4th at 1:30 p.m. at the Marysville United Methodist Church. The choir will present A Weary World Rejoices by Joseph M. Martin. The Evangelical United Church of Christ Bell Choir will also perform. Please join us on December 4th at 1:30 p.m. at the United Methodist Church in Marysville. Merry Christmas!
How do you know if something is a want or a need?
Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. When I'm trying to answer this question for myself, I start with some key questions. Am I buying this because I think it will bring me happiness? If I answer yes, then I remind myself that things don't bring true happiness. There are a few more questions you can ask yourself before you buy. Does this purchase help my family survive and thrive? Does it align with my values and beliefs? And does it help others live a better life? If you can say yes to one or more of these, it's probably a need and a wise money decision. It's human nature to want nice things and fun experiences. And it's okay to be a little extravagant occasionally. But by stopping and asking a few questions, you can keep your spending aligned to what's important to you. I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you be wise and thrive.
An effort to turn cover crops into cash crops. Today on Farm to Fork.
Cab to cab, season to season, there's only one way to do it all on your farm. Ag Leader It. Ag Leader offers the complete package of year-round precision farming tools to help you steer it, plant it, apply it, harvest it, and manage it more efficiently and profitably. For every farm and every field activity, Ag Leader It. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information.
Who mapped the soybean genome? You did. Yes, you. Better varieties are on the way. Today's soybean farmers, that's you, are achieving big breakthroughs in seed. How? By pooling your resources through your Soy Checkoff. Your Soy Checkoff research sequenced the soybean genome to help seed companies and other researchers bring better varieties faster to your operation. See all the ways your Soy Checkoff is moving soy forward for you at unitedsoybean.org/hopper.
Researchers from several universities are working to boost the quality and volume of the oil from two common oilseed cover crops, effectively making them dual-purpose crops. One of those researchers is Jay Thielen, a biochemistry professor at the University of Missouri.
Right now, most cover crops aren't really harvested. They're tilled back into the ground. So they serve a function in that they capture the carbon dioxide. What we want to do is raise the value of these oilseed cover crops, camelina and pennycress, such that there's a desire to actually harvest the seed and extract value out of that seed.
The Federal Department of Energy is providing $12.8 million for the five-year project. Thielen says gene editing is being used to enhance production of oil for a potential aviation biofuel.
This kind of research has been going on for many decades with some incremental success at both raising the oil content level as well as altering the chain length of the fatty acids. So what we're trying to do is to go beyond the past incremental successes that various labs around the world have had to systematically tackle this in a manner that achieves greater gains in both of those areas than what people have been able to achieve in the past.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Here's a look at your ag news on this Friday, December the 2nd. Maximizing your potential soybean yield starts with a strong plant stand, which is threatened by a yield-robbing disease like Pythium. Michael Clements reports.
In 2021, 36 University Extension plant pathologists estimated average annual soybean yield loss of over 47 million bushels is due to seedling diseases, including Pythium. Wally West, an agronomic service representative at Syngenta, discusses the link between these diseases, the risk of replants, and the potential impact on yield.
It can be quite a serious pathogen, quite a serious fungal pest in soybeans. It can affect yields up to 30% loss in severe cases. It's a pathogen that tends to be more prominent in cool conditions and also poorly drained or wetter conditions.
West explains some of the agronomic best practices that growers can employ to protect their soybean crops from Pythium.
Typically in agriculture, we're the most effective using a proactive approach. Interestingly enough, when it comes to trying to manage a pathogen like Pythium in soybeans, since it's a soil-borne pathogen, there is no reactive approach. There's nothing we can do once the pathogen enters the plant. We have to take on a proactive approach, and specifically starting out with a multiple effective mode of action soybean seed treatment like Cruiser Max Apex.
West recommends soybean growers use a seed treatment like Cruiser Max Apex to protect against Pythium.
We've had Cruiser Max in the seed treatment market for a number of years, and we've effectively upgraded Cruiser Max to a new brand called Cruiser Max Apex. Apex is an additional effective mode of action specific for Pythium and also has very good activity on Phytophthora. Cruiser Max Apex, the ingredient that we added in is picarbutrazoc. It's a very effective management tool in the management of both Pythium and Phytophthora.
And let's look at your ag news on this Friday, December the 2nd. I'm Jeff Aiken.
Dear Santa, all I want for Christmas is a new Kia from Midwest Kia for my mom. She has been very good this year and deserves this more than anything. Merry Christmas, Peyton. P.S. I have been very good as well.
This Christmas, treat the ones you love most with a brand new Kia from Midwest Kia. And we'll treat you to our simple, transparent, and fast Better Way to Buy experience. If a new Kia is on your Christmas list, Midwest Kia has an honest and fair car buying process and available inventory on the lot today. All new Kias come with the industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Visit us at Midwest Kia at Kellogg and Tyler or MidwestKia.com. And remember,
we want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
When you set your round bales out for the cattle, take the time to remove the net wrap. The extra effort could save your animals' lives. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Have you heard of a good way to deter coyotes? What about a hay sleigh? Or how to get twice the light in your machine shed? These ideas were submitted to the All Around the Farm and Idea of the Month in Successful Farming magazine. If you have an idea for saving money, labor, or time that could offer a real solution to landowners, farmers, and ranchers, we'd like to hear it. Enter your quick fix or proven solution today at agriculture.com/idea entry. That's agriculture.com/idea entry.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming magazine today.
Net wrap from round hay bales so the cattle won't eat it. Many producers leave it on because it's plastic and shouldn't be palatable. But never underestimate a curious or bored cow that's looking for something to chew on. Wes Lee is an extension ag educator at Oklahoma State University. He says when an animal swallows net wrap, it's hard to differentiate between a real illness and damage from plastic in their stomach.
Probably the most commonly reported symptom would just be weight loss or wasting away over a fairly long period of time, loss of appetite, diarrhea because of the net wrap blockage in the digestive system. Only liquids maybe can make it through. There's no bowel movements at all. It could be impaction to the plastic, and therefore it would create a bloating issue. They're possibly not able to belch because of that impaction in there.
Is baling twine an issue as well?
Lee says North Dakota State University did a study on the digestion of twine going through cattle. They put the material into the rumen and looked at it 14 days later to see what was digested and what wasn't.
The sisal twine was being digested. About 70% of it, according to their study, was broken down. The biodegradable twine, the plastic twine, and then the plastic net wrap did not biodegrade at all. It was still 100% inside the rumen. The biodegradable twine is broken down by sunlight or UV light. There's none of that inside the rumen, so therefore it wouldn't be any different than a plastic twine.
I'm Jody Henke. Read more about net wrap and its effect on cattle at agriculture.com.
The Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has a new 2022 Chevy Silverado 1500 model custom edition. It's $1,500 off list. They have a 2018 Silverado 3500 HD one-ton dually work truck, Duramax diesel four-door four-wheel drive, and a 2017 Silverado 1500 High Country Edition at the Nordis Motor Company.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. Jeff Akala with you on this Friday. Well, grains are mixed. Cattle up just a bit. Soybeans are up, by the way. The stock market is down, and a couple of news items affecting the markets today. A wet forecast for Argentina next week, and as well as a stronger dollar affecting markets today. Here's what we're looking at right now. We got December corn at 634. That's down 16 right now. March corn is 647 and a half. That's down 13. December wheat, 743 and a quarter. That's down 15 and a half. Wheat for March is 762 and a quarter. That's down 20 and three quarters. Kansas City wheat for December, 878. That's down 25. Kansas City wheat for March at 869 and a quarter. That's down 21 right now. Oats for December, 377. That's down one and three quarters. Oats for March at 358. That's down 19 and three quarters. January soybeans making a comeback after yesterday. 1437 and a half right now. That's up seven and three quarters. Soybeans for March at 1445 and a quarter. That's up eight and a half right now. Live cattle for December up 37 and a half cents at 153.42. Live cattle for February, 155.97. That's up 55 cents. Feeder cattle for January, 182.72 is your current price. That's up $1.65. Feeder cattle for March up $1.15 at 185.45. Crude oil for January affected markets as well. 80.24 is your current price per barrel, and that's up 99 cents right now. Gold for December, 17.96, that's down $5.10. Silver for December, $23.06, and that's up 42 cents currently. Stocks, Dow down 128, S&P down 30, NASDAQ down 160. That's a look at your market information from the Mid-America Ag Network on this Friday. Have a great one. I'm Jeff Aiken.
The Tulsa Farm Show is back December 8th through 10th at the SageNet Center. Show sponsor Oklahoma Farm Bureau and hundreds of exhibitors will feature the latest in ag products and services along with live cattle equipment demos and daily horse training seminars by Craig Cameron. $1,000 in show bucks will be given away each day at 1 p.m. And be sure to test drive and enter to win a new Spartan mower. Visit TulsaFarmShow.com for details and an interactive show floor plan. Show hours 9 to 5, 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cake Land.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News. On your
surprise the man in your life this Christmas with something he really wants, more power. Table saws, cordless drills, impacts, trimmers, and chainsaws. Perfect for gift giving, Hometown Lumber in Marysville and Axtell Lumber have Milwaukee and DeWalt power tools and accessories. Pull lasting holiday memories fresh from the flame of your new solo stove fire pit. Built for the backyard and beyond and great for any age, make a solo stove from Hometown Lumber in Marysville the number one gift on your list this year.
Soybeans, cotton, and sorghum. Oh my. From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today, and I'm Katie Figge. Chris Little, K-State Professor of Plant Pathology, gives insight on seedling, root, and stem diseases of soybeans, cotton, and sorghum.
The first one that's really caused a lot of issues is soybean sudden death. syndrome, which is a soil-borne disease. Pathogens that sit in the soil cause problems. The leaves will start to become yellow. They'll stay stuck to the stem. And if you pull those roots up, sometimes there's root rot. There's a connection between soybean cyst nematode and sudden death syndrome. You usually find the nematode and you find the fungus in the same field causing problems. You know, one way to think about dealing with sudden death syndrome is to test your fields. When it's dry like this, we have another disease problem that shows up, and that's charcoal rot. You'll see areas in your field when it's really hot that start to go down. And you can go out in the field and find plants that are wilting before everybody else and pull them up and see little black discoloration on the roots. We had a warm, dry summer, and I think that we're going to have some charcoal rot impacts.
Little describes diseases of sorghum and how they affect production.
Stalk rots are always something to keep an eye on. The stalk gets colonized by different fungi. Charcoal rot that we find in soybean also affects sorghum, so it can colonize the roots and the stalk. The one that really can be problematic, though, is fusarium, another fungus that's soil-borne, can get into the stalks, and in some cases cause lodging. So the fungus degrades the tissue in the base of the stalk, and that degradation leads to weakness, and that leads to stalks keeling over in the field, and that makes harvest really difficult. So if you have a stalk rot problem, that can really affect your ability to harvest that and subtract from your overall yield.
Little explains his recent work with cotton seedlings and the diseases to be on the lookout for.
So we've been looking at seedlings. We've been identifying fungal pathogens from those, you know, sequencing them and culturing them and doing all those lab things so that we know what our culprits are, what we expect to see, and can advise as far as seed treatment options, look for potential seedling disease resistance and that sort of thing. And then ultimately, we're looking also into mature plant wilt and root diseases as well. A couple to be on the lookout for are Verticillium, which is a fungus that can really affect defoliation in cotton. And another one to be on the lookout for will be the fusarium disease. So both of these are soil-borne pathogens that we expect to see in mature cotton plants. But right now, we've really been focused more on the seedling side of things.
That's K-State Professor of Plant Pathology, Chris Little, giving insight on seedling, root, and stem diseases of soybean, cotton, and sorghum. And this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
When others say no, we say yes at Twin Rivers Used Megastore. No empty lots or excuses. Twin Rivers has over 130 quality used cars and trucks on inventory and ready for your test drive today. Check out the full stock on the lot or online at twinriv.com. Open after 5 and Saturdays for your convenience or anytime by appointment. Good credit, bad credit, no problem. With 3 finance specialists on hand to get you moving in the quality used or new car or truck you want today. See Twin Rivers Used Megastore, West Court Street in Beatrice.
Sheer Quality Furniture is supporting Project Blue Light to honor law enforcement officers who gave the ultimate sacrifice. Please place a blue light on the front porch to recognize the heroes in blue. From Sheer Quality Furniture in Beatrice. When you're ready for quality, you're ready for Sheer. Financing available.
News and Southeast Nebraska's home for the legends of country. 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville.